This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Past the hour, time for us to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, something that we do every week at this time. Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen, to put the charts into perspective for the week of July 16th to 20th. When I say charts, the work that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Go to talkers.com. You'll find these lists there, and you'll find all kinds of information. There's a Facebook page for Talkers as well. Just kind of a neat way to profile what's going on in the News Talk business. And so we take it upon ourselves to spend the hour talking certainly what happens in News Talk Radio is it becomes known in some circles as political talk radio. I don't know that that's fair or accurate, but there certainly are lots of political discussions that go on these stations. So Rich McFadden has gotten me to look at starting from the beginning and not the end of the list, the number one item, which is where the big hits are. So if this is the biggest hit, we should play it three times during the hour, Richie, like in
absolutely
the old music days.
Well,
three times.
And, you know, you actually bring up a great point in talk radio that is, it's much like music. You've got the hits when you're on a talk program, and you want to hit those hits.
Playing the hits.
Several times, because people want to be updated on what's going on in the most important stories.
Okay, so what do we make, all of us, of the photograph of Trump and Putin on the cover of Time magazine? If you haven't seen the new issue of Time magazine, it's creepy.
It's
all right, that's
creepy
one word.
Looking, yeah.
Richie, have you seen it?
I have not, but let me go see it here.
All right, so this is
it. It took me a second to figure it out, because at first it looks like a really bad airbrushed picture of Trump, and then when you zoom in, like by the eyes, you realize, oh, that's not, those aren't Trump's eyes, and then you realize it's Putin in the middle. It's very creepy.
It's weird how you can do this, but the state of technology today allows you to do things like this. So Trump and Putin, with their summit this week in Helsinki, made a lot of news, lots of conversation. Certainly Sean Hannity has gotten the best deal of all. He just follows Trump wherever he goes, gets the first conversation with him. And, yeah, there's the usual stuff that comes out of something like this. And then there's the gaffe that Trump made, and the people when he came back saying, do you realize what you said? And he sort of fixed it. I don't know.
Did he?
It's kind of, well,
because it changed a few times after that. So.
Yeah. But you see, it's so easy to take pot shots at any of these people. They're at such a vulnerable, no matter whether you're Obama, whether you're Bush, whether you're Clinton, being the president of the United States, you have a target on you, and it comes from various. So you got people taking shots at
you. And you have to know that you have a target on you, and you have to be prepared for having a target on you, and you have to not set yourself up to be shot at when you have that target on you.
Well, but doesn't Trump do that kind of?
He
sets himself up in a way.
He does set himself up, and he doesn't care, and that's the thing.
I don't know that he doesn't care, though. I think that his image is very important to him. He has an incredibly fragile ego. I think he does care. And I just think that he can't help himself. He just gets in his own way
more often than not. I think it's because of that he is in the situation he's in this week. I think that he refused to admit to the media that that the Russians helped him win the election. I think once he says, all right, Russians, you guys are bad guys. You interfered in our election. Then the media gets to go, look, Trump admits that he won an illegitimate election. And I think he just refuses to give them that.
I don't think does anyone, I'm on the left and I didn't vote for Trump, but does anyone really think it's an illegitimate election? I haven't even heard people on the far left say that.
Yeah, it depends on how you define illegitimate. If you take the Electoral College, he won fair and square.
Right.
If you take the number of votes actually cast for him versus that
Hillary
number
had him
cast
by,
for
like,
Hillary,
what, almost 3
he lost.
Million votes or something.
The
right.
same thing happened with
that
George
happened
Bush
Al Gore.
Right.
Yeah.
And Al Gore. That's why the Electoral College has to go.
But he's at
because
this
it doesn't represent what the American voter wants. The
and
majority
I
should
do
win.
Agree with
I don't think
that.
So.
Yeah.
I don't think I think this is much improved. It needs to stay, if
Why?
Anything. Because otherwise the large cities and the coasts would run the country.
That's tough.
But the other thing is, though, when people say the large cities and the coasts would run everything, that's not true. One vote is one vote. So if everybody gets out and votes, one vote is one vote. So that's it. It's just by population. You can't blame cities and the coasts for that. It's just everyone gets one vote.
Sorry on this one, Richie.
No.
But what's the logic in saying that that's not math? That's math.
I think I saw in this election where, because before I was with you, I was kind of like, you know, okay. But one vote, I don't think it lays out like that. I think it lays out to where the Montanas and the Wyomings, they don't get the say. That the higher population. I mean, sure, one vote is one vote.
Why? Why not?
But Montana and they don't have the control.
But see, that's the thing. I hear
New
this argument
York
all the time.
New California
from people
and
on the
New
right,
Jersey would be creating
sense.
All of the policy for all of the country.
How would you? I honestly don't understand how that works.
I don't get that.
Maybe you think I'm thick. But I don't.
No, I just don't understand that argument at all.
I don't either.
One vote is one vote. Yeah. So, like, if you're in Montana, and let's say, and I don't know if Montana is a red state or blue state or whatever, purple.
It's a red
but,
state.
Okay, so if you're in Montana and you're in a red state, then if you're still going to have control over your own local officials and who represents you in Congress. So I don't understand, like, if what you're saying is if there are more people in the country who vote left than right, well, then shouldn't that win? Because if that's what the population says?
Wow.
I don't understand the argument, and I've never heard a clear, and I'm still not hearing it from
and I
you
did, and
either.
I just can't
like,
give
I don't
it to
hear
it. Yeah, after this election, I heard some clear arguments, but I would have to go research it and give it back to you because I just.
All right. Can I do some research in another area?
Yeah.
I have researched how your life can change, Richie. How
Please
by drinking life change tea, we can get rid of all of the garbage that's in your system. You can maintain perfect health. You, Rich McFadden, have intruders in your body. You have been attacked by things that came into your body through the food that you have eaten and that horrible drink called beer that you put into your body that will corrupt almost anybody's the innards. You have an unhealthy colon, Mr. McFadden.
Life is full of decisions, my friend.
Yes, it is. So I'm going to help you make a good one.
Thank you.
Clean your colon with Life Change Tea. Take an example from your friend Victoria and Doug, who are drinking Life Change Tea. And we have cleaned up our colons. We've cleaned up our act. We are in the waste management business now. Cleaning out. That's the big company with the trucks. Waste management. That's what Life Change Tea is. It manages the waste that's left in your body, the cells, the tissues that are getting the organs all messed up in your body. Let's clean them up. We can have fun with this. But the serious matter here is that Life Change Tea does have a proprietary herbal formula, teas that are grown in America, getting rid of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria in your body. Let's get on to it. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. I can see Richie, you're going right now in the computer screen. GetTheTea.com. If you use the discount code DJV, Richie, they will ship Get the Tea to you, the Life Change Tea from Get the Tea. They'll ship it to you free.
Good to have friends in high places.
It is, Rich. I'm happy to help you out with your problem. Life Change Tea, all natural, all organic, and all yours at GetTheTea.com. Seriously, let's get on to a way to make yourself feel much better, live longer, live in a healthy way with Life Change Tea. It'll change your life, change your body. GetTheTea.com is where you go to order it. Can't get it in stores. GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV gets it to you free.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class, or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. At least 50% of postmenopausal women have a condition known as genital urinary syndrome of menopause, or GSM. Symptoms can include vaginal dryness, itching, and painful intercourse.
We are understanding that estrogen affects every cell and every tissue in our bodies, and it's not just about the hot flashes and the night sweats.
And there's a big difference. Dr. Stephanie Fabian, director of the Mayo Clinic Office of Women's Health, says,
hot flashes and night sweats, even though they may last for a long time, they do typically get better with time, whereas these symptoms of GSM just get worse over time. Women can often be uncomfortable just sitting or wearing jeans or getting on a bicycle or wiping after they urinate. This can be incredibly uncomfortable.
While it's very common, Dr. Fabian says only a fraction of women seek treatment. That's why it's so important to understand GSM and to bring it up with your care provider, because there are some very effective treatments. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Okay. All right, so let's get back to the countdown, the overview, actually. This is not the real countdown. The countdown is an hour with Michael Harrison and I, in which we go through the lot of them. Here, sometimes we don't get to all of them. Trump, the Russia investigation, all the business. I think the Russians, it's kind of like the Russians are overtaking what we talk about here. And the spy case in England, and then there's this other woman, how old is this woman that we talked about this week, Victoria, that may be an American-Russian spy?
I have no idea how old she is.
No, 29. She started when she was 19. That's it. She's now 29. I'm just remembering. Okay. I'm putting the story in focus in my head.
Okay.
So, here, it's like, you know that TV show, The Americans?
Yes, that's what it made me think of.
Yeah.
Although she wasn't raised here, though, right?
I don't think so. Richie, do you watch that show, The Americans? Ever seen that show?
No, I've heard you talk about it. I heard you love it.
Yeah, actually, it was a good show. Well, I'm not. What? The inference. the curly Q inference from Richie was that I'm a communist. And
I'm a commie.
I would never say that.
You pinko commie liberal. No. I'm not a liberal.
Not at all.
You know me, I don't like any of them.
You're an anarchist, if anything.
I am, thank you. Yes, I like that. Anarchy. Let's overthrow everything, get rid of all the baddies, and only have the goodies. I don't know how many goodies there are around. But anyway, so the Russians have So the whole thing, though, with Trump saying, talked to him, and I asked him if he did, and he said no, so I believe him. I kind of had a chuckle at that one.
Yeah. He could have been a lot stronger on that without giving up, you know, whatever he wanted.
Yeah, especially given the fact that he is so tough in so many different areas and so much of this stuff. Upcoming, the fallout from the NATO meeting as we continue to discuss what's going on this week. News Talk Radio is the focus. This Talk Radio Roundup, 21 after the hour.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Rich McFadden. We are going through the items that Talkers Magazine prints every week. In the 52 weeks a year, they come out with a list of the top 10 stories and top 10 people. This week on the people list, it's Trump and Putin at number 1 and 2, Christopher Wherry at number 3 with Dan Coats. I don't know that connection. Do we know what the Christopher Wherry sounds like? That new the movie that's coming, Christopher Robin. Christopher Wherry.
Yeah, I'm sure they're very similar.
Yeah. I don't think Winnie the Pooh makes an appearance in that one.
Well, you know how I like to simplify everything.
True.
Maria Butina is that Russian spy that we were talking about. Robert Mueller is at 5. Barack Obama and Joe Biden. I thought it was, I got a kick out of Trump saying he hopes that Biden runs against him in 2020. My dream opponent in 2020. At some point, it seems to me we need to get serious about images and stuff. And I was hoping that sort of Trump would grow with the job, in a manner of speaking. You know, he'd become a little more mature with the tweets and the other things. And you know, Joe Biden is a great guy. Politically, I don't necessarily stand with him. And he's kind of a clown, a little bit of a klutz. But
he's the guy you want to sit next to at the bar and have a beer with and a conversation with while
that's
watching
right.
a baseball game. But
yep.
you don't want him as your president.
No, but he's
well,
but he's
I,
a good
but he's a good person.
Yeah, right. I don't want Trump as my president. I don't want
to. Yeah,
I didn't want Hillary
Biden
as my president.
Day.
Where's my choice? Where I want to have some. Where is there?
Well, who
a choice?
Would? But that's a good question though, and that's what people should be talking about. Who
right.
would be your choice?
My choice at the moment. Well, I think
of those to choose
reality,
from.
Yeah, I want a guy.
See, that's the thing.
Michael Bloomberg would be, in my
He'd
estimation,
be my choice.
The most fabulous president we've had since maybe Reagan. I actually thought Reagan was pretty good in most respects, not all respects, but in many respects. He made us feel good. And Clinton, I like Clinton too, frankly. I liked him because he made us feel good as Americans. Both Reagan and Clinton made us feel good as Americans. Since then, I haven't felt, I mean, I'm an American through and through, but do I...
I know what you mean, though.
There's a psyche.
Do you think it's not so much the person, but the position has been, since the Clinton years, and the media, and the kind
the
of the
cheapening
Monica
of the
Lewinsky
definition
and,
of what the president
right,
is, maybe?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I think it's become this all on attack all the time so that everybody hates everything.
But Clinton deserved it. I mean, if it did start with him, he certainly deserved it.
He wasn't an innocent bystander.
And that's part of the reason that now conservatives look at Clinton like, okay, maybe he wasn't so bad. Because, you know what, Clinton really just kind of sat
back, and
he stole Newt Gingrich's contract with America.
Ideas.
And said, look, let's pass all these and I'm going to take the credit for them. And everybody's like, okay. And it worked.
Right. Yeah. Right. He was very smart. One thing you can say about, in terms of the intelligence quotient of recent presidents, I would say Clinton by far was the smartest. Jimmy Carter, very smart. I'm not saying the other presidents were dull, but they were better politicians in terms of being muscle. LBJ was basically the best of that ilk. I think he was the worst. I couldn't. He was a horrible president.
I think that in my lifetime, I think and maybe for the rest of my life, I don't think there will ever be, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but I don't think there will ever be a bigger quote unquote politician than Bill Clinton. To me, he is the quintessential politician.
Yeah, he was definitely a politician.
Again, I know that gets a very negative slant, and there were a lot of negatives to his wheeling and dealing in the way, and it depends on what the definition of is. I mean, come on, that's the most political thing anyone will ever say for the rest of my time on this earth, I think. But it's amazing that people still really did like him on both sides.
28 past the hour.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Right this moment, there are millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. There are also thousands of veterans in need of a service or comfort animal, many of whom will never get one. America loses 20 veterans a day to suicide. But it doesn't have to be this way. The Wounded Paw Project adopts and trains shelter dogs to help our nation's heroes. They save a paw to save a life. You can help by going to woundedpawproject.org to learn more. That's woundedpawproject.org.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is blasting his own Justice Department for wiretapping his one-time campaign aide, Carter Page. Lawmakers of both parties are now refuting the president's claim that newly released FBI documents show his campaign was illegally surveilled. His latest witch hunt claims against the Mueller-Russia investigation are now pegged to an unusual government document release related to the court-authorized surveillance of Page. They show the FBI telling a special intelligence court that Page had been collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government. He claims he didn't do that.
There is nothing in terms of any nefarious behavior.
Carter Page reacting on CNN's State of the Union.
This is so ridiculous. It's just beyond words.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Four after the hour, you're listening to the weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and we're joined by Walter M. Sterling, who is a Sterling National Talk, I guess he has a presence, he's a talk personality, a talk show host. And what good would a talk show host be if he didn't have an opinion? Is that correct, Dr. Sterling? You have an opinion you'd like to opine with us, is that it?
Well, the only way that you get to know me is through my opinion, since you can't see my hair and my shirt and when I'm looking at you. The only way you get to know me is through my opinion, as sad as they are.
Well, your opinions are your opinions. I will tell you, knowing you, that I'm not impressed often with your outfit or your hair, but I am impressed with your radio sustenance. That's why you're here, for radio sustenance. So you have heard us talking about the Trump-Putin meetings and all of the stuff, so I want to give you some time to sort of put it into perspective from your point of view, all of the hoopla. I've never asked you on the air about the feelings you have regarding news media coverage of things like this. Where do you think the right focus ought to be?
I have never heard anybody explain what exactly the Russians were supposed to have done. Russian interference with our election process. Russian interference with voting. Okay, I voted. There was no large woman serving borscht saying, please vote for this person, please. There was no, there were no communist flags on the way into the polling booth. I saw no stories presented to my email saying this is who you should vote for. Thank you, the citizens of Russia. I have no idea what the hell they're talking about. And that's never been explained. So in journalism school, you're taught who, won, where, when, why. Five W's. Who, what, where, when, why. I don't know what the Russians were supposed to have done. And Lord knows I didn't see any influence in my polls. And that's the myopic view of the world that most of us have. Well, how did this affect me? Nobody took down the signs on the front of my yard and put up signs in Russian. No, nobody, no Russians followed me into the polling place. Nobody handed me gift coupons to Russian cuisine restaurants. I have no idea what they're talking about. That, to me, is the failure of, quote, the media. Now, my favorite part about the conversations about the media is that when a listener calls in and goes on the air with me or you, congratulations, they're the media. You and I, we're the media. And I love it. I love it when I hear bloviated hosts, not you, bloviated hosts who are making $80 million a year. And then they go play golf after their show, say, well, you know, the mainstream media. Let me help you, buddy. If you're making $80 million a year doing a talk show, you are the mainstream media. So I don't understand any of this. I don't know what the Russians did. I don't know what the mainstream media is, because the richest people on television or radio are the ones saying the mainstream media. Like, no,
it's true.
You're the mainstream media. You're it.
Mainstream media. I love that phrase, too, by the way. And do you think it's different? See, I refer to it as the news media. The media is all-encompassing. The media is the third estate, fourth estate, fifth estate. It's entertainment, it's movies, it's music. That's media for me. But I wonder how, if you were in Bozeman, Montana, how would your attitude be the same, Dr. Sterling, as it is here with us? Do you think the people in Bozeman think that they got hacked? You see, they didn't see any of the same things that you're talking about, but they think they got hacked.
That's what I don't understand.
What got hacked?
Nobody has said that the Russian or external influence actually affected the results of the election. There was, I don't know how they, unless somebody came into the voting booth with me and held my hand.
Why are we spending?
It was through social media, and it was through information that they spread that got people. So, for example, they would create fake Twitter and fake social and Facebook and fake email accounts that would disseminate information for or against whatever they wanted to do. And then that information would get shared on social media, and it would go viral. And all of these stories would end up going viral that they wanted to go viral. That's how they infiltrated the election, not in that they hacked into a voting booth and changed your vote.
So what? I got dozens, maybe hundreds, of politically based ads from multiple sources.
And that's the problem. So what? You read a story about Hillary Clinton, and you didn't research it, and you didn't find out that story was false.
I've got a 6-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 15-year-old. I don't have time to do research on
social
media.
That's
the problem.
I'm agreeing with you in that.
People just retweeted and reposted, things that were inaccurate. A lot of people who are in the middle did see those things.
Statistic. Here's the statistic you need to know. The minute candidates announce, over 80% of the population in any situation, over 80% already knows who they're going to vote for. Over 80% have already made the decision, and it's not going to be changed. The amount that is spent on political advertising, the reason for political advertising is not to get you to change your mind, because your mind's already made up. It's to inspire you to actually go and vote. It's to take an action.
And to sway the 20% of people who haven't made up their mind, and they're the morons here.
Listen, it's an insane conversation. Let me tell you what's important. Here's what's important. We're 3 or 4 weeks away.
Hold on. We specialize in insane conversations here, Walter. I want you to know that. If you're going to spend time with us, all of what we do here is a recipe for insanity. Just keep that in mind. Please go ahead.
Mental patients arguing. Yes. Here's the real issue for me today. We're 3 or 4 weeks away from the beginning of school. My 6-year-old's elementary school burned to the ground a week ago. They're trying to figure out where those kids should go. Plus, I go to Dollar Tree to try to find school supplies for them, And the 12-year-old announces that those aren't good enough. We have to go to Staples, where it's 10 times as much. The cost of school supplies is the main issue in my household right now.
Wait a minute. And you let your 12-year-old daughter dictate to you where you're going to spend money and what you're going to get for her
school? And when your daughter was 12, that didn't happen?
Well, I'm not using me. I'm using you, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, of course. Of course. My 6-year-old, my 12-year-old, and my 15-year-old.
My daughter at 12 wouldn't have been caught dead in Dollar Tree, Dollar General, the 99-cent store.
No.
But as a mother, she goes there now.
Well, those are very different things.
Yes.
A Dollar Tree is a dollar. But the other ones, like Dollar General and all, this, it says everything is a dollar or more. I'm like, isn't that a store? A dollar or more, but Dollar Tree, everything is a dollar. Of course I'd go there if I can get the same pen and pencils and pads.
Well, but you find out, this is an aside, when you go to those dollar stores, there has been some research done this year that suggests that even if you're only paying a dollar, many of the things are no bargain. They
Where
just
the dollar
stores
dollar. Appear on the countdown? I'm looking for it right now, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is, number 11.
The biggest issue at a Dollar Tree or any of the dollar stores is that when you walk through the store, your feet stick to the floor.
Yes.
That's the big issue.
And you're likely to find a lot of illegal immigrants there. That's number 5 this week, Richie, and we'll get to that in a matter of moments here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review with Walter Sterling and Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen with a thought on how to lose weight. Calitrin is the number one, the best choice for weight loss. I have found that out myself. All of us could use a little of this. I think, Richie, I was suggesting maybe in a loving way, because I love you and I love your handles, this would be a good thing for you. I was at 184 when I came back from California.
You're so smooth.
April. I am smooth if I'm not in the nothing else.
It's a wonder you don't have a good woman in the house with you. It really is.
Thank you very much, Rich. Anyway, because I tell a woman this is a good way to rid yourself of the love handles?
The way you meet chicks, really, I dig it, man. It's so much
shocking
fun to
you're
watch.
You're single.
I know.
It seems to be universal. I'm waiting for a shot from Walter now, too. Okay. So I lost from 184, went to 172 using Calitrin. Calitrin, the essential active ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. Our body needs this protein, needs the collagen. It's the building block of your body. So as you get older, you have less of it, and therefore you start to spread out because the muscle isn't holding in what you're putting into your body, which is fat. You're accumulating fat, and these peptides, the collagen peptides, are not given a chance to work because you don't have as many of them. You need to supplement, and that's what Calitrin's main ingredient is.
I love science. Sense? Yeah, I love the way you explain that. Thank you.
Science. Okay, got it. But the bottom line is, if you don't care about science, this is the natural way, the healthy way for you to lose weight. That's the benefit. Bing, bang, boom, all the rest of it is window dressing. It works for me. It'll work for you. It's worked for so many people. Go to their website, toploss.com, and see what other people have to say. There are all kinds of things in there that'll help you understand the science and what it does, how it works in your body. What you really care about is that it works. I'm telling you it does, and so will hundreds or thousands of other people who are using Calitrin and have been for 20, 30 years. It's on the market at toploss.com. Can't get it in the store, only at toploss.com. Use the DJV code and you get 10% off whatever you buy. Plus, if you buy over 3 bottles, you get the fourth bottle free. Check the box for DJV when you're ordering Calitrin at toploss.com.
In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7- and 8-passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a 4-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers. Hey, Mom, what was that song? Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Hi,
friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
46 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Walter Sterling joining us this week. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan. We're going through some of the stories, not necessarily in order, and not necessarily all of them, Richie.
I kind of got that.
Yeah, you got that. The illegal immigration discussion, is there anything new here? Walter, you're new to the program, so I'd appreciate your take on all the discussion regarding illegal immigration, how to fix the problem, or do we ever?
Well, the biggest news I learned this week about illegal immigration is that in 1948, Art Linkletter pleaded guilty to falsely claiming American citizenship. He was born in Canada. He's Canadian. And he claimed to be a U.S. citizen on job applications. He was dragged into court, pleaded guilty, paid a $500 fine, and given permission to apply for citizenship.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who don't know who Art Linkletter was, he was one of the original prime pieces of television real estate that made it big. He was somebody that everybody loved. He was the host of this show and that show. He was, I think, what the best show he was, People Are Funny, I think. Wasn't that the best show he did?
Yeah.
One that most people knew, but he really set the tone for a lot of other things that were done on television.
Question, Victoria, do you know who Art Linkletter is?
I definitely know the name. I might not be able to tell you a whole lot more than that.
Okay.
Something in TV,
knew?
Radio, broadcasting, well, I mean, that's
he
kind
joins,
of what I would say.
At that time, there were a whole bunch of young Canadians, a young fellow named Lauren Green, Leslie right. Nielsen, William Shatner, all came down together from Canada on the same bus to make their way in Hollywood. And
going to be famous, eh?
Yeah. They were the first illegal immigrants. That's a very interesting story, Walter. Thank you.
But the other part of that story is he was incredibly rich, but not from his TV and radio work. He was incredibly rich because he hosted the show that featured the opening of Disneyland, and Walt Disney could not afford to pay him. And he made a deal. He said, "Look, give me the rights to the concession stands for cameras and film in Disneyland."
Really?
For 20. And that's how he got paid to host the TV show, the opening of Disneyland. He owned the concession stands for film in Disneyland. Now, does anybody remember film?
No. Yeah, right. But that was a stroke of genius. And there have been a lot of people who have done that. He was also bought a lot of real estate, like a lot of those guys did early on.
Right.
And made lots of dough. All right, we found out a lot of things about a few of the items this week on the countdown. The Talk Radio Review with Doug and Walter and Victoria and Rich, 10 before the hour.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
After the hour now, it's time for a Tech Talk review. Top five items from the world of technology this week, having been studied by Victoria Keelan. We let her carry the ball here, starting from number five, moving to number one. At five is the ban, or I guess the former ban, on the Chinese company ZTE. Right, Victoria?
Yes, this has been this was kind of surprising news this week. The U.S. Department of Commerce lifted the ban on export sales to the Chinese company ZTE, allowing them to operate again. Now, you may remember a few months ago, this company went bankrupt because the U.S. intelligence community said that they're using these burner phones to spy on Americans, and there was a lot of evidence that that's exactly what they were doing. So the government got involved, said, okay, no ZTE products are allowed to be sold to American consumers, and then the company was, I guess, obviously in jeopardy of going bankrupt. President Trump stepped in for some reason and said, we're going to save ZTE. No one really knew why. Then it kind of went back and forth, and now Department of Commerce gave them a whole list of restrictions and demands in order to lift the ban. Apparently, they have met those demands, which included paying $1 billion in fines, another $400 million in escrow, and the money will stay in escrow for 10 years, during which U.S. inspectors will have full access to ZTE sites. So whether that actually works or not, I don't know. I personally do not see a reason why we needed to save this company or why we need to do business with them at all, but we'll see.
Me too. I'm with you. Well, let's see.
There are too many other companies that we don't need them. So
who needs to support that kind of stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Chinese products, period. Okay. Number four is a focus on a deal between two biggies.
Mm-hmm. Walmart and Microsoft joined forces this week against Amazon. Now, they signed a five-year deal that and it will boost Walmart's use of Microsoft's cloud services and will work. They'll work together on artificial intelligence, machine learning projects. Now, this will help all of Walmart's online business. This will help their, you know, they are trying to compete with the shipping that Amazon has. Walmart is as powerful or could be as powerful as Amazon. They really just haven't had their act together. Though. So I think bringing on Microsoft as a partner will do wonders for Walmart, and you may actually see them becoming a real threat to Amazon. One of the things that people don't realize, Amazon has a cloud service that racked up $5 billion in sales in the first quarter of 2018 alone, and that's something that people don't realize. Microsoft is in the cloud business as well, so now Microsoft is not going to team up with Amazon for obvious reasons. They're just, you know, that's not going to work. So Amazon teaming up with Walmart, it'll be interesting to see where that goes, because that could actually boost Microsoft's business as well, having a huge client like Walmart.
Number three on the countdown of the most important technical stories this week is a focus on Microsoft.
Well, Microsoft and facial recognition use, this is a really big story that's going to be developing over the next year. Microsoft urged Congress this week to put more regulation on facial recognition technology. This really is not something we ever hear from a technology company going to the government saying, hey, we'd really like you to monitor what we're doing even more. But as the New York Times pointed out, this is not a common thing for tech companies to do, but this could be a way for Microsoft to get ahead of potential government-imposed regulations if they start working with them now. Facial recognition software is something that a lot of people either love or are terrified by. Now, Apple has on their iPhone 10 facial recognition software that allows you to log into your phone. So every time I pick up my iPhone 10, it scans my face to give me access. And so a lot of people are worried that this could turn into a new minority report like the movie. So it's interesting that Microsoft wants the government involved. It probably means they'll be working towards some sort of exclusive deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Number two, a very important consideration linking something that we all have heard a lot about lately and what's going on with those digital tools that we have.
Teenagers who frequently use digital media are more likely to develop attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, according to a new study that came out this week. This was big news. In 2014, scientists at UCLA, or at the University of Southern California, did a two-year study, and basically every horrible thing that they thought would happen happened. And kids are using way too much media, and it is absolutely messing with their brains.
Mm-hmm. Not good stuff. All right, Prime Day, Amazon's Prime Day this week. Number one, what do we have?
Well, Amazon Prime was a massive success this year. The company said its holiday of deals was the biggest shopping event in Amazon history. Sales exceeded Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and last year's Prime Day. Prime members bought more than 100 million products this year. And the 23andMe DNA test, Instant Pots, and personal water filters were the top three items in the U.S.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? The amount of money running through that company and what people buy at retail or off price. Just as amazing how much the consumer spends in this country. Pretty good news. All right, thank you, Victoria. 59 past the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.